We're continuing on our journey in Tefillah. It's been a tremendous chizuk. Today I dafka uncharacteristically daven psukei de zimra facing the tzibur. I usually don't do that, and I was humbled by the way the olam davens. I'm hoping that at one point this will affect me as much as it's affecting you, and it's really incredible. And we're continuing, and we said that when someone realizes that they're in front of Bere Olam, the scariest thing is, what do I say? What can I possibly say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah brought down to us, Derech Nevi'im, the perfect words to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a script. You just say the Shemona Esrei that they gave us, and you will intelligently go over every nekuda of your life. Like Rabbeinu Bechai says, there are Yud Gimel Bakashas Keneged, the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachamim. It has the ability to bring all of the Rachamim in the world, just following the script. And every word required Nevuah. Every letter required Nevuah. And the Mishnah Brewer that we brought last week in Siman Kuf Aleph says, even if someone has no idea what's going on, Ein Yodin Lechavein, Mikol Mokom Olsolanu Tfilah Seinu Kahogen, our Tfilah of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah works. Why? Because Me'e Ve'esrim Zekenim Hayu Kama Nevi'im V'nimnu Al Kol Bracha B'tevo Yisrael B'tzeirufi Yisrael. All the computations of the letters and words, Soidois Ne'alamos V'nisgavos, holy Kavanas, Ukishanu Omrim Dvarim Elu Kilshonim Shol Knesset HaGdolah. When we say the words that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah told us to say, Af she'ein anu yodin l'chavin, even though we don't know what's going on in our Shemona Esrei, mikol makom also lanu tfilasenu kahogen, it works. Ki hatevois ba'atzman poilin dushasan l'mala. The words work on their own. As soon as you say a word, the word goes up to Shemayim and does its thing. And it's incredible. We don't need sophisticated levels of kavana for this. We were given a gift. And there's even more than that. A lot of times we have Shemona Esreis that aren't going, and they're not lost. Those Shemona Esreis are not lost. If a person even just says the words of Shemona Esreis, says the Nefesh HaChayim in Prakim, Perek Hei, he says, you have to at least say the words. At least say the words. If you say the words, he says, that the lower part of your neshama, called the nefesh, there are three major parts of our neshama, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. When you speak the words, you activate the nefesh through your lips, because that's an action. The lowest part of our neshama is what makes us move and do things, that's the nefesh. And when you start speaking, when your lips start moving, that activates the lowest part of your nefesh to communicate to Hashem. And then when the breath comes out of your mouth to speak the words, you activate your ruach, and if you have kavana, you activate from your heart the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. But he says, if somebody's not having kavana, and at least they said the words, they've begun the process. The nefesh hits the ruach, and Hashem takes care of the tefillah. It wasn't the best tefillah that we've ever had, but it's an amazing tefillah nonetheless. It's poil in Shemayim. It does tikkunim on your neshama and every neshama in Klal Yisrael. And even more than that, in Keser Roish, they bring B'Shem Rav Chaim V'Lajner. It's also brought B'Shem the Gra. The Velt, we don't know the makor of this, but says that a tefillah without kavana is like a guf without a neshama, like a body without a soul. Not a very big compliment. And for many, many generations, this was an insult. Until the Gaon came. And Rav Chaim V'Lajner, his Talmud, and said that it's not an insult, it's a compliment to the tefillah. How could this be a compliment? It says like this. Don't think that your tefillah is empty. When you have a tefillah with kavana, it has a nefesh. It's like a carbon, like an animal that has a living soul. Like a carbon tamid shel shachar, a carbon tamid shel bein arbayim. a good cow, an ox, a shore, that's a carbon with a nefesh. But when you don't have kavana, it's like a guf without a neshama. It's like a mincha, like a meal offering. It just doesn't have a nefesh, but it's still a mincha l'Hashem. Right? What's the end of Shmona Esrei that we say to Hashem, V'arva lo minchas Yehuda? Hashem, accept our minchas. What's a mincha? A mincha is sometimes what an ani brings. An ani doesn't have a lot of money, so he brings a mincha. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a tefillah that we tried, it's a mincha. It's a guf without a neshama, which is a carbon mincha. It's poil in shamayim. And that's what you were able to do. It brings nachas ruach to Hashem. And there's something absolutely amazing, which you're going to have to buckle your seatbelts for. We don't usually take Sfarim out like this, but for the sake of being ma'orer, the kavana, and the hope of every tefillah, the Sefer Shari Oira. This Sefer is a Kabbalah ish mi pi ish of the deepest parts of the Torah. And in here, there are things that we can't understand, but there's a paragraph that we can understand. And this is what we're going to read together if anyone wants to run to the mikvah before we begin. Nope, no takers. Okay. V'im Tomer, Nimsu Rov, this is at the end of Shar Beis. V'im Tomer, Nimsu Rov, HaTfilah Shemispalel HaYachid Nifsadus V'Nevados. Most people, when they're davening as a yachid, their tefillahs are lost. Ki echad mine elef lo yuchel liskavin b'tefillahs yachid b'inyin shtei ru'uyi liskabel. Certainly, if you're not in a tzibur, you're davening b'yichidus. Every individual, what could they daven? Da, she'ena davar kein, ela kolosin ha'tefillahs ha'psulos. All of these bad davenings. Nikros psilim, their name is psilim, that they're pasul. They don't go up to Shemayim. Hashem Yisbarach nothing lem mokom liikanisbo. Hashem puts them in a certain storage house. Hashem Yisbarach borer rakia. He made a special place in Shemayim for them, and there are guards around this. V'kolosin atfilos apsulos nidachos machnisin osan bos rakia. And they're sitting there waiting until when? Im chazer hayachid sheispal atfilos psulos. You have one great Shmona Esrei. You don't know what happened. You just really wanted someone to get a shidduch, someone to have a baby. It triggered you. You were in the zone and you had a good davening. That good tefillah goes into that storage house of all the tefillahs that were nebuchs and says, come on guys, let's go. And it takes all of them with and does all the tikkunim of those tefillahs that you weren't down to daven, but you davened anyway, you tried, that big, strong tefillah that you did well, takes them all up with. This is a Kabbalah Amitis. This is not a vart. It's a Kabbalah Amitis of what happens in Shemayim. And this is because our Shmona Esrei so potent. If we tried to do this in our own language, we would be toast. We can't do this. Try to create something that even when you space out has so much power. This is the Matbeah of Shmona Esrei. So the Olam was asking me, why ever daven in your own language? In Elokai Nitzor, in Shemaya Tefillah, ask your Rav, first of all, when and how. I'm not the posek, I'm just giving over the hashkafa behind it. But why ever daven in your language? So the Mishnah Berurah himself brings from the Sefer Chasidim in that same Bir Halacha. He says that if someone's a Yarei Shamayim and they want to tap in to serious Kavana and they feel they have to use their own Lashon, which is a very Chashav Azach, so then it's Roy to do that because then you added your heart inside. But that's in the context of the Shmona Esrei, Rabosai. It's risk-free. If you stick it in wherever halakhically you're allowed, you can add lave to your Shmona Esrei. There are certain things, I've tried it. I've tried davening for my children in Lashon HaKodesh, and then I've tried in my own language, and for me, when I speak my own language, it makes the tefillah more. Some people not. It's a cheshbon. You have to learn the sugya, the Bir Halacha says, that if you could do it in Lashon HaKodesh, it's better. But if you feel that you can get into it, that's the lathe. But imagine we had to do this whole Shmona Esrei on our own. And we said something last week, which now we're going to delve into, and this is going to be a taste of Shovavim. The Olam wanted a little bit of Shovavim. We're not going to give much this year, because we don't need Shovavim this year. We're so high on Tefillah that we're going to be Kaddish V'Tahor. We're not going to worry about these Narisha things that all the Goyim are bothered by this year. This year we don't need it. But maybe a little bit we'll tap into. Because there's an amazing point over here. There's an amazing point, which is not just the Shmona Esrei has all these Kabbalistic computations, but it also teaches you priorities. It teaches you what to daven for first, and what to daven for second, what to daven for third, what to daven for fourth. And you know what? It really does make a difference what you decide to daven for first, right? Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe, they ask for their flock first. Oh, flock before kids. You don't want that to happen in Shmona Esrei. And Rabbeinu Yonah, in his Perish Al HaTorah that's brought in the Tefillah Moshe, Ashita Mekubetzis on Tefillah, says something remarkable. He says, the first brachas of Shmona Esrei, Hikdim Tzorech HaNefesh, the first things you ask for are things that have to do with your neshama, Shehu HaIkar V'hu HaMakalkal HaGuf, it's what keeps the guf going. And what's the very first bracha? Bakashas Hadas. To have a real understanding. Ki biknoisei Hadas. Listen to this. This is incredible. Ki biknoisei Hadas. If you get a real understanding, Yakir Ercho Ba'olam, you'll have a proper value system of what's really going on and what's exciting in the world. V'yeida shekol tavoisav hagashmiim kolim v'oivrim. You'll know that all the things that people are running around, people are going to the Shuk, people are going to Crack Square, people are going to Game Zone, they're like little hamsters in a wheel going absolutely nowhere, over and over. And you chop that because you said, Ator, choinein ladam das, oh, now I understand the world and I see all these animals running around, I don't want to be an animal. And all of a sudden I'm a person. And he says, once you get that, then the next thing you want to do is say, Hashiveinu avinu l'sayresecha. Get me in the game. Now that I realize where the party is, I just said out to Choni Ladam Das, I have a proper value system. I don't want to die at 120. And they say about me that I could down three beers in 2.5 seconds. I don't want them to say that at my... By the way, I was once at a Shiva call. I kid you not. I don't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to say it. This wasn't planned. I was at a Shiva call, and it was a Shiva call of Leitzim. It was a place that a friend of mine's parents, they never, the whole house was never serious. So I figured, I'm going to pay a Shiva call, they're going to be serious now. They said, what was Granny's last words? Get me a beer. Yikes. I don't want that to happen to me. Ata choinein la'adam das is to daven for a value system, to have proper values. And then Hashiveinu, then Slachlanu. Re'evan Yenu, he says, you don't want to be tormented. He says that's also shayach to the neshama. But there's a setup of priorities. The first thing we have to daven for is Ruchnias. And here we come to understanding what davening is about. It comes out, and this is so not discussed enough. We have to learn how to daven for our Ruchnias. We have to understand that we need to daven for our ruchnias, or else nothing will happen. We are underdogs, Rabosai. When it comes to ruchnias, it's really scary. It's really scary. It's very hard. I remember once in Manhattan, I was trying to be makabel to look down in my Dalet Amos. Oy vavoy, what I found on the floor. It was terrible. When I looked in Shmaim, oh no, there's like a, you know, one of those airplanes with a, you know, a Budweiser thing. You can't look anywhere today. We're finished. We're underdogs. The Bubba Sali's son, Bubba Mayer, once went to Ben Gurion Airport. This is years ago, okay? Ben Gurion Airport was like a third world airport when I was younger, before your time. Third world airport. He was there to pick up the Bubba Sali, which is definitely a holy visit. Many years later, he said to his family, I still can't get out the tumah. He was covered. They covered his whole body. They took him. He didn't even see where he was walking. It was going in him. I just came from that airport, the new one, Rabosai. And I'm trained for this, okay? I've been training for years. It's a crazy place. This airport's a crazy place. First of all, as soon as you walk in, there are pictures. There's one woman that she's everywhere. It's Carolyn Lemke or something. Glasses. I don't know what's going on. Everywhere you look, this lady is there. My kid said, "Abba, who is that?" I said, "She's running for prime minister." I don't know. Why is this lady there? Then, when you come back home, you think you're back in Eretz Yisrael. She's back. This is incredible. What does the Ribbono Shalom want from us? You know what he wants from us? He wants us to daven. Because we're underdogs. The Sefer Beis Elokim of the Mabit says that tefillah is only for an Adam. That's part of his definition. He defines what tefillah is. Tefillah is only for a man. So he says it's not for a behema and it's not for a malach. He says it's not for a behema because a behema is not a bar das and it just gets all of its things instinctively. It's not for a malach because a malach's in a very holy place. It doesn't need things. He says, but man is vulnerable. And he says, not just vulnerable in his physical well-being, right? We're the only beings that need to be taken care of like this. A baby from the very beginning. I always wondered, you know, a baby, they get diaper rashes if you don't clean them. You need ointments, Desitin, these things, right? The hippos don't get diaper rash. It's unbelievable. They don't get diaper rash. Maybe they do. You have to check with National Geographic. As far as I'm concerned, they don't. Right? The goatees on goats never get too long. Right? Our beards can get out of control. Or our hair. Like, whoa, man, can't see. Do you know that it will never happen? Why is it that that an animal's hair never gets in its way? Right? Nobody will need buzz cuts. Never. So what's pshat? The pshat is that the only thing that's so frail is an adam. And says the Mabit, it functions tefillah after tefillah after tefillah. And we would think that the greater the man, the greater you can handle nisyanus. And it's not true. It's not true. Chazal say an amazing thing. They're setting us up for how to approach the world. Chazal in Kedushin and Daf Lamed say, Il mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. The chol yom the yetzar is mevakish lamisay. Shenemar tsoifer rasha letzadik mevakish lamisay. He wants to kill us. Il molei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei ein yachalai. Shenemar Elokim lo yazvenu biyado. It means that we don't stand a chance against the yetzar. I was taught by my rabbeim that if anyone ever says that something's not any sign for them, they're just clueless. There's no such thing. It's actually an insult. There was somebody who told me he doesn't have any sign in kavod. He doesn't care about honor. By me, I apostled his understanding of himself based on my rebbeim. That means he doesn't know himself. Every ben adam has challenges in all the basic areas and is finished in every area, in kas, in kina, in taiva, everything. And Chazal do the unspeakable over here. Chazal on Pei Aleph in Kedushin. Tell us two stories, more than that, but we're going to talk about two of them. Rebbe Meir acted a little bit too confident. Rebbe Meir havi mitzloitzes ba'ovrei avera. Ah! Rebbe Meir. He said, it's easy. All these nisyonos, women, it's all about a blot gemara. Rebbe Meir. I would have trusted him. What happened? Yom achad idmele satan. The satan himself came in the levush of an issasav, a woman. Bahach gisa denahara, on the other side of the river. Lo havi mavra, there was no way to get to the other side. Nukun matshav ka'avar, he basically did a tightrope back to get to the other side. And pumped in the middle, she said, aha, I'm the satan. And you would have been toasted. If it wasn't makras and shamayim that make way for the Torah of Rebbe Meir, you would have been mine. Whoa. Another meiser, Rebbe Akiva, the Heiliger Rebbe Akiva. Havi mitzloitzet ba'ovrei avera, says Rashi, Omer shenokalu l'skaber al Yitzro, im hayu rotzim. It's easy if you want to be misgaber on your Yitzer. Again, idmi l'satan ki issa b'resh dikla, on the top of a palm tree. Nukdal edikla v'kasal v'azi's going up, he gets to palga de dikla, shavke, she grabs him, ilav dim makrezei b'rekia, izare b'rebi akiva, v'soy raso, if it doesn't, they didn't say in Shammayim, make, be careful from the Torah of Rebbe Akiva, I would have finished you off. What's going on over here? This is very embarrassing. It's very embarrassing stories. And the story of Rav Amram Chasida, we're not going to get into now. Very embarrassing stories. Chazal never praised people for not being vulnerable. There's no mila to being above things. There's no mila to being above things. As long as you have a Yetzer Hara, you're in trouble. There's no great man who's not in trouble because life is a challenge and everyone has a Yetzer Hara. It's about having a Yetzer Hara. And a person has to be afraid. A person has to be afraid of his situation. The Gemara in Baba Basra says on Kuf Samach Dalet, Gimel Dvarim, there are three things, Ein Adam Nitzel Mehem, that people are not saved from. B'chol Yom. One is Hir Her Aveira, not nice thoughts. Another one is Lashon Hara. The Gemara eventually says Avak Lashon Hara. And Iyun Tfila, which, according to the Marsha, is not having Kavana in davening properly. So, what's going on over here? We're doomed? It says three things that you're not Nitzel from. Says the Marsha in Baba Basra, he says, it says an Adam is not Nitzel from these things. He says an Adam is somebody that the Gemara says about him that Adam stands for Afer, which is dust, dust of the earth, or ash. Dam, which is blood, and Mem, which is Mara, which is bile. These are three very dangerous parts to have on you. The Afer in a person makes him lazy and doesn't make him think so well. The dam in a person makes him a bal taiva. And the mara makes him angry. And says the marsha that in regular Adam, he's in trouble. Because his dam is challenging him. And he has hir her aveira. The afer and offer in his body is causing him not to be able to concentrate in Shmoneh Esrei. You know, like after that serious meal, you come into Maariv after a big dinner. You're like, oh my gosh, I cannot do this. It's like way too heavy. You know, the Yisod V'Shar Shavoda has a vidui that says I will not overeat before davening. I can say that many, many times. The heaviness. And Mara is anger at your friends. Lashon Hara Avak Lashon Hara. So he says the only way to survive over here is to try to become an angel, a malach, to be dome to a malach. Because an Adam has so many shortcomings that the only etza is literally to become a malach. And he says a person can, right? Malach Hashem Tzevachasu. But that's our situation. We're frail. And when a person comes into Shmoneh Esrei about their ruchnias, they're in danger. Like the Mishnah Brura says, why is the first bracha, Ata Chonein Ladam Das? Not because of becoming wise to become a Talmud Chacham, even though if I did a poll of how many people daven to become wise, including myself, in Ata Chonein, that's what I would pick. The Mishnah Brura doesn't say that. You know what he says? He says, daven to choose wisely. You're going to have a lot of decisions today. Where to go, who to speak to, who to hang out with. And these decisions will either be good for you or do you in. The first thing you daven for is give me the seichel to choose things, to make good decisions. Because I will naturally, Rachmana Litzlan, not if I don't have help. This is the mahalach. This is the mahalach. A person comes into davening and the first bakashas have to remind themselves that this is very scary. Ruchnias today, I was on a plane. I got bumped up, Baruch Hashem. No points or money needed. I got bumped up to a new class called Premium. It's like it really looks like business class. As far as I know, I've never been up there, but there's a curtain that you never know what goes on. Miachoria Pargot over there. But I had a curtain on my section. That's how I knew it was chashev. Nobody could see what I was doing. It was the first time I've ever been behind a curtain. But they have, on this Dreamliner, they have these screens. They're this big, okay? They're this big. They're really impressive screens, okay? Now, Lamaisa, I thought this flight, usually I could stay pretty focused. I had my Ramosha Shapiro in my ears. But Lamaisa, these screens are very big. I felt like I was in like a big cinema. And it made Game Zone look like child's play, Rabosai. Because Game Zone, they're booths. So each guy's in a booth, right? He somewhat thinks he's hiding himself. What's going on, right? Not on this plane. And everything, you can't look anywhere. Pasha can't look anywhere. I look to the left. It was this planet of the apes. Thousands of apes are chopping each other up. That was really scary. Then I'm like, whoa, there's a new Batman. I'm like, this Batman ape? And then over here, there's a Bubba. And Rahmana Litzlan, I don't know what this Bubba, how could she have grandchildren if she's watching this thing? I was pushed at this Hasidisha Bubba. And I was just staring at the Bubba because I was mispul that she came out of Mei Sharm and this is what she ended up watching. I don't know what's going on. Rabbeinu Dehayal Makula. There's no Eitzah. There's no Eitzah today. There's mamish no Eitzah. There's no Eitzah. You could be as trained. You can know all the Mesilas Yesharim. You can know all the Sharish Tshuva. You can know all the Chovas Halvavas. It's every man for himself. And there's only one Eitzah. And that's to daven. And the Goyim, really in Kesser Reich from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, says, Trufa lekas vidvarim betalim, v'lashon hara. A person wants to get out of his bad midos, out of his dvarim betalim, out of his lashon hara, which are all the parts of us that are ingrained. V'histaklus arayus v'sichasan. And being mistakal in arayus and chas v'shalom talking to an erva, Rachmana Litzlan. Sheyaktim tfila litzara. You have to daven before there are problems. You have to daven in the beginning of the day. V'kodem lechto baderech, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Before you go on your way, oba boker hashkeim. Yomer, you have to say, Ribbono shel olam, hineni hoylech begeitz al mavis. I'm going into a crazy place. Umakom besukan, a danger zone. Hoshieini miyetzer haro mechatoyim imavonos. Protect me from this crazy place. My parents want me to come home for Pesach. I couldn't get out of it. I'm stuck in this mess. Bayre Olam, get me out of here. Ubefrat me'avera plonis. And if there's something you're very nervous about, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says you should mention that avera. V'yar be'bezeh me'kiris levavo. And you should do this from your whole heart. V'yoshieu Hashem. And Hashem will protect you. Why? Because you daven for the impossible. You daven for the impossible, but Bayre Olam is the Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. You ask for his help. And it's very meduyik over here. It says, Makdim Tfilah Litzara. And there's a scary other line from Rav Chaim Volozhiner about people who don't daven early. This is his line in Os Kuf Lamed Hei. Zeha Klal. Kol ma sheyigdoris atzmo mi staklus barayis v'yifrosh mir'iya. This is scary. I can't believe I'm even telling you this. So scary. Kol ma sheyigdor atzmo. No matter how much you're goyder yourself from arayas, v'yifrash mir'iya, and you're perish from seeing things, achar kach im yira v'yabit, if you see something, yiver bo yetzer ke'esh, you're going to go out of your kelim, meaning you can try not to see something, but dafka the people who haven't been seeing, and Bachram always say that when they're steiging and steiging, their Yetzahar is dafka running more wild. He says this. A person's trying and trying, but they see something, then they're really in trouble. They're really in trouble. So what's the Yetzah? He says the Yetzah is, don't let it get to that point. Elakishidaito leilech bashuk, you know you're going into the shuk, yispalo v'yivakish rachamim, daven that Hashem should protect you. Now, of course, this is silly to daven for this, if you're, it's like somebody wants to daven that they should be protected when they jump out the window, say, Hashem, protect me, right? He should daven right before he jumps, because it's a tefillah kodem le'sara, right? It doesn't work like that. If a person's not staying away from bad places, then the tefillah is a chutzpah neira. The tefillah is mamish something that's a joke. But if a person's sincere and they're living in this crazy generation, which I want you to know, it's crazy. We're inundated. We have been totally inundated. Every cereal box is an Isayan, Rachmana Litzlan. Every cab ride is an Isayan, Rachmana Litzlan. Everything is Arayas today. As I heard from my Rabbi, Rav Moshe Shapiro, every washing machine ad is Arayas. Is Arayas. And the only people who can get out of this are people who daven. Who daven. Their Makdim Tfile Sara says the Mabit in Beis Elokim. What's the Mila of davening before being Makdim the Tzara? He says that you realize how frail you are. Because other people, they need the Tzara to hit them before they realize. But until then, they're the man. They're the man. Someone who's Makdim the Tfile Litzara is a humble person. is a humble person. He deserves rachamim. He deserves rachamim. He deserves the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, the highest hashpos of Rachamim that there could be. Rabbeinu Bechai says, of all Yud Gimel Brachos of Shemona Esrei, he deserves all those. And I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, an amazing thing. Who gets these brachas? Who gets these brachas? Well, we know from Slichos, Kimo Shehodata La'anav Mikedem. When we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who brought down the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim, it doesn't call him Moshe Rabbeinu, it calls him modest. It calls him humble. Somebody who knows where he is in this world, someone who knows the danger, someone who's not into himself, who's not overconfident, who's an anav, that's somebody who could be shayach to this Hisoris of Rachamim. There are so many nisyonis we have. We have nisyonis of every Midah in the book. And that's what Elokai Neshama is. Elokai Netzor. At the end of Shemona Esrei, there's Elokai Netzor. Says the Goyin, when you daven Elokai Netzor, you're getting rid of all of your bad midas. Taiva, Chemda, and Goyin, and Gaiva. He says, when you say, V'lumalakalai nafshi tidom, I should be quiet from people who knock me. That's Neged Gaiva, because you're letting things slide. There's so many people who get so angry, someone looks at them the wrong way. Woo! Calm down. Calm down. It's arrogance. V'nafshi ka'afra l'choltia. And I'm like the dust to other people. Neged ga'on. That I won't control people. The Gaon says there's a separate taiva called ga'on, which is to manipulate people and control them. I will make everyone, I will be dust in front of everyone. Psach libi b'soy rasecha. Is it davening not to be a bal taiva? I want to be interested in learning. I want to stop with all this filth. I want to get out of high school. Psach libi b'soira secha. Uva mitzvay secha tirdov nafshi is keneged chemda. I don't want to run after money, says the Gaon. In Evan Shlema Perek Beis, I want to be able to run after mitzvahs. And a person who davens for this will achieve the impossible. There are so many bali midas in Klal Yisrael. There are so many people who are rachuk from arayas. But it doesn't come from themselves. It comes from living with Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. Always understanding that they're in danger, that anything could happen. And you might ask, and with this we'll end, how can you daven for this? It's your Nisayon. HaKol B'yidei Shamayim Chutz Me'ir Shamayim. Yir Shamayim is something, it's your problem. It's your problem. Well, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Pei Aleph Amud Beis that says that somebody davened to be protected from Arias. Who was it? Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi, have a ruggle kol Eden, have a nafalape, whenever he would do tachnun, have a omer harachem on yatzilenim yetzahara. His wife was astonished. You're interested in your yetzahara. But yes, he was. Frek the Marsha. How could he daven to be saved from the yetzahara of all these nisyanis? Hakol b'yidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim. He says no. He says, when you daven, you made a decision to daven. You're a bala tahir. You're not someone who's running around all these schmutzik places. You're someone who's trying very hard and davening to succeed. Like all of us are trying to change our acts, we're trying to be better. When you daven, you're automatically called a bala tahir. And because you decided to daven, that was a decision that you made. Hashem didn't do that. And you get points for it. And the Marsha says that's what it means in the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Lamed, Il Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. That you have to daven. You have to daven. There's no other way to be matzliach. Rabboisai. We have to be cleaner. We all could be real B'nai Torah. But we're inundated from youth. We're surrounded by such disgusting things. Friends, we never had a havamina to know these things. In fourth grade, I speak to people. People in fourth grade, Kedushin HaTorah, they had some funny friend show them things, and it's all just been a downward spiral. Rachmana Litzlan, it's not even people's faults, Bechlal. But you know what it is to live clean. It's the greatest and most liberating experience. And it's kedai to daven for. We should all be zeicha to kol mishalos libeinu letaiva.